Buried deep in the 26-page report, there's a graphic that the folks at the Southern Education Foundation know is controversial. But they say it sums up the problem with Alabama's education system. It's a simple bar graph that compares the combined salaries of Alabama and Auburn's head football coaches with the total state dollars awarded in financial aid to tens of thousands of needy college students. Football, $6.5 million. Financial aid, just $2 million.
It's a matter of priorities, and we thought this hit home in Alabama about looking at ourselves and saying, what are our priorities right now?
Steve Suits is the foundation's vice president.
There are probably some other states where the numbers might be comparable, but it'd be hard to find a state where two football coaches in college are being paid three times as much as kids are being given to go to college in that state by the state legislature.
Now, that graphic applies to college students, but Suit says the message starts much earlier in the educational process. He says in Alabama, there isn't enough focused attention paid to increasing graduation rates. According to the foundation's calculations, nearly half of all students who should have graduated last year didn't. Suit says the state doesn't have to look far for clues on how to turn that trend around. He praises some of the state's early reading programs and math interventions, but he says they're piecemeal. The state needs to bring it all together in a plan that is more holistic.
You know, as a parent knows that if your child gets through algebra, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to conquer calculus. You've got to, if they're going into that field, they're going to have another year of support and preparation and help. And if you look at policymaking, it's the same thing. You can't expect a fourth grade reading program to solve the entire educational problems.
The new report suggests that if Alabama would reduce the high school dropout rate and increase the number of kids going to college, it could almost double its economy in the next 40 years. Michael Shattuck likes the sound of that. He's director of business development at the Birmingham Metropolitan Development Board, the agency that recruits businesses to locate here.
Educational attainment really drives that concept. They want to know how many people in the area have a college degree, how many schools you have in the area that can provide a potential source of employees for the region. So it's a very important concept.
And studies like the one released this week by the Southern Education Foundation can make Shattuck's job a little harder.
Yeah, it is discouraging, but we have had a lot of success in terms of recruiting companies to our region. You know, Alabama traditionally has been at the bottom in terms of educational attainment, and I think we're making progress. And part of that is just highlighting and emphasizing the strong aspects of our state, the strong location factors that would induce companies. We have several of those.
But Shattuck admits the downturn in the economy is making that a tougher sell. It's also making it harder for state lawmakers to expand funding for education and dropout prevention when they've got a lot of competing needs and tighter budgets. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.